I could have 3 days of being like super in my masculine for whatever reason, working a lot, being in my head, like I'm absolutely exhausted, but I'm not then in that for another 3 weeks. My place of neutrality, like my baseline, that's the word, my baseline is feminine energy. Guys, we are in Australia right now for this recording. I'm in a cute little yellow dress if you're watching the video, but truthfully, I actually had to turn the heating up to like 24 degrees Celsius because all of a sudden it's cold in Sydney. Well, I think it's actually warm outside, but the hotel room is freezing. Anyway, not what we are talking about today, but what I do want to tell you guys is two important things. One, my bachelorette is happening tomorrow. Well, one of my bachelorettes, or like hens. I feel like some people call it hens, some people call it bachelorette. I always have called it bachelorette. I feel like Australians call it hens. I don't know. Anyway, it is happening tomorrow and I have no idea what is happening. All I know was I had to buy a red dress. Well, everybody wanted red, which wasn't out of the ordinary because I'm always wearing red anyway. So I was like, that's fine. I bought a red dress. I've been told that I have to leave our apartment. Well, we're in a hotel right now, but we're getting like a VRBO, which is kind of like an Airbnb. So we're getting a nice little place in Darlinghurst. I've been told that I have to leave there at 9:30, but my fiance has to be home to let in some of my friends. But then I have to be ready somewhere. I don't know where I have to be ready for this, but whatever. At 11:55 a.m., I have to be ready. Not 12, 11:55 a.m. sharp, I've been told. That's all I know. So, oh, and I've been told it's really terrible that it's going to be thunderstorming tomorrow. So I'm assuming there's some part that was going to be outdoors or still is going to be outdoors. We're going to make it fun no matter what, but I know that you're not listening. I know that you're listening to this after the fact. Can we all just pray that by some grace of God, it all of a sudden gets really sunny on the day of my bachelorette? Because I feel like that would be really nice. But I also know that if it's thunderstorming, it's still going to be heaps of fun because you know what? I would rather for it to be full thunderstorming and us to be like soaking wet in the rain doing something than it be like drizzling, but us not being soaking wet and it just being like our hair is frizzy. I'd rather my hair to be soaked than be frizzy. So no matter what, it's going to be amazing and I can't wait. And then the second important thing to let you guys know about is that my program Her is back, which I'm so pumped for. You guys can find all the details in the link below. This round of Her is a little bit different. It's 4 months this time, which I'm really excited for, and we've added a heap more to it. If you did do the last round of Her, because a lot of you did, you will get an email on today, well, depending on when you're listening to this, on the 10th of April, which is the opening day of Her, that will let you guys know how you can join Her, like join this round of Her for a super reduced cost if you want the kind of upgraded version of this round, because you were in last round. You were in the first round, and this is now the second round, and I'm super excited for this program. So in alignment with the launch of Her, today we are talking about feminine leadership, and we're talking about, I don't really know how to explain this, but I think you guys are going to get it once I'm into the episode. Basically, there's a time and a place where you need to throw the whole like feminine masculine obsession out the fucking window and just be a human. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I wanted to start off with sharing with you guys to give you kind of an expansive look at what your life could be like, what feminine leadership looks for me like now and how it feels. So I'm going to kind of run through a list of a few different things that I've written down of what feminine leadership looks like for me now and how it feels. So I manage my workload with a lot of ease rather than pushing myself and thinking I have to be the same every day. I always have to be crushing it, blah, blah, blah. Because I have such great internal masculine energy and self-discipline, I'm actually very flexible with my to-do list and moving things around if I'm not really vibing with, you know, recording a podcast, for example. But the key thing that you have to understand with this point is that I can differentiate between procrastination and actually knowing if I do a better job later. And a lot of people will tell themselves they would do a better job later. They tell themselves, oh, like I'm not in the right vibe right now, but actually they're procrastinating, especially in this whole, you know, new age lingo around feminine business, which I obviously talk about, but as you guys know, I talk about it in a little bit of a different way. A lot of people that are selling this idea of feminine business, they are lacking some super important core concepts And so they are kind of claiming that they're very much running their business from their feminine, blah, blah, blah. And then people are coming in and they're paying them. And these people are then maybe not having as much success as they are, not because they're not capable of it, but because they're lacking the masculine structure and the discipline that to the coach they might just naturally have. And so they're not tangibly teaching other people how to do it because they also think that it's very innate for a lot of people. But what I'm going to talk about for today, in today's episode, is that I've noticed for a lot of women that are recovering from, you know, burnout and whatnot, and being in their hypermasculine, that actually it can feel really hard to get into your masculine energy if you have a very jaded relationship with your masculine side or with just the masculine energy in general. Another thing with feminine leadership and what it looks like for me now is that I'm prioritizing my sleep. I am working on making things easier for myself and not harder. I know what is actually moving the needle forward and giving me the highest ROI in all areas of life. So I'm not putting my energy where it doesn't need to be. I'm very much putting my energy in places where I'm going to get the high ROI in return. I'm of course acting, dressing, and behaving as the version of myself that I want to be and that I'm becoming. And I'm making sure, this is super important if you run a business, and even if you, you know, just run a team in a corporate environment, I am making sure that my team is elevating me and the brand. I am ensuring that I have people around me that are able to support me personally and professionally and improve the brand and be two steps ahead of me. And this is something that a lot of people, when they are trying to take their business to say, you know, $1 million a year, but they're making $300,000 a year, they can forget the impact that their team is having on their energy and the energy of their brand and just their ability to elevate and expand and have a greater impact. So if you are a business owner and you are really wanting to step more into feminine leadership and, you know, being that quote unquote feminine CEO, then you need to ensure that you're not just thinking about how you're showing up, you're also thinking about your team, because your team, especially if you're an online small business like I am, like even though a lot of people wouldn't classify me as a small business, but I'm a small business in the fact that, you know, we have under 10 full-time employees. You've got to remember that because you have a small team, your team is very much a reflection of your business. And then the last thing that I'd written down to share with you, two more things that I've written down to share with you guys about feminine leadership now, is that I'm always ensuring that I'm creating the space for my dreams to manifest. So I am making sure that I am creating the space now for motherhood later, for example. And I am putting effort into my relationship and not defaulting into masculine energy, right? I have made my days and my work feminine because of my intention with how I live my life, not because I'm always doing feminine things. I have a feminine job when I am healing and coaching people and nurturing them and loving them, but I also have like 10 jobs at once. So when I'm being a CEO, I wouldn't classify that as like being super in my feminine, but I make it feminine because of my intention and because of how I work, not just what I'm working on. And for any of you that don't know, like a quick little synopsis of how I used to be, when I was living in Sydney in 2018, when I really started my business. I started my business before that, but when it actually started taking off and I was making money, that was 2018. I was waking up at 5 a.m. to take clients at 6 a.m. I don't recommend it, you know, but the fabulous time difference in Australia, and I was living in Sydney, meant that I was trying to catch clients in Europe and America at ungodly hours, which is why people now ask me when we're back right now, even my wedding dress designer today, we were picking up the dress and he was like, would you ever consider moving back to Australia? And I was like, absolutely not. And I told him why. And he's like, honestly, I've been feeling the same thing. Like he's been feeling the itch and he's Australian to leave Australia. And maybe I can talk about that in another episode, but it's not to say that I don't like Australia or that Australia is a bad country or that everybody needs to leave. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I will say is that, you know, having a team in EST time zone, having so many clients in America and Europe, even just being back in Australia right now, I'm like, oh my God, the stress is not even from, you know, running around and seeing a million people right now. The stress is literally from the fucking time change. Anyway, all that to say is that I'm not waking up to take clients at 5 a.m. right now, but when I was living in Sydney back in 2018, I was waking up at 5 a.m. to take clients at 6, and I was staying up to take clients at 9 p.m. It wasn't a good use of my time, like a good use of like my time in terms of like how it was affecting my physical body, my adrenals. I was also always saying no to social engagements just to work. And I wasn't even necessarily working on things that were moving the needle forward because I wasn't getting direction from, you know, until I hired, I wasn't getting direction from business coaches or mentors. I was just kind of like doing a bunch of things and hoping that something would stick. And so when I then hired my first business coach, that was when I actually was really making sure that I was doing things that were moving the needle forward. And that is a really big focus that we even have in her. Her is not, by the way, only for business owners. There are so many feminine leadership programs out there that are for business owners. So I made one that is not for business owners. We talk about career, right? And so that's going to apply to you whether you have a job or whether you work for yourself. And even if you are a stay-at-home mom, that's also a career, like in my mind, like you can still apply that month to everything. But we talk about ROI in, which is return on investment, in a bit of a different way, in a non-businessy way in her. And the way that I give that, the concept that I give that to, sorry, my God, I cannot speak. The concept of the what is your ROI on this has actually been a really, really big game changer outside of business for me as well. And then the last thing that I wanted to share with you guys is I wasn't eating breakfast. I don't know that I've shared this on the podcast before. Have I shared this on the podcast before? I don't think I have. I was not eating breakfast because it was cheaper and it saved me money. Wealth consciousness is a very big part of feminine leadership, and understanding the difference between feminine and masculine investments has also been a game changer for me in terms of embracing feminine leadership as well. But what I will say to any of us that are wanting to embrace more of our feminine, but not go in, not kind of confuse that with just doing nothing and being lazy, you do need to work hard and push through blocks sometimes when you're starting out in your career or having a big change in your life, because things aren't always just easy and flowing, whether it's work, whether it's relationships, whether it's a big quantum leap. So it's imperative that you learn to embrace both your feminine and masculine. That is what makes you able to navigate all moments of life and not go super into your feminine or super into your masculine. And I actually got a question on this the other day. I'm going to read the question out to you guys. It was, hey, Monica and team. I'm only dropping this here because I think Monica's question box vanished on her stories, which, yeah, it just ran out of time. I just thought of something I'd love to add to Monica's Ask Me Anything. What's her / your thoughts on the difference between a high-value woman not chasing what she wants, letting it come to her, versus being ambitious and going after what you want? And what's that line between hustling in your masculine energy versus receiving in your feminine versus being passive and lazy? Understand this. Choosing to surrender is a completely different vibe from being lazy and passive. It's a choice versus this kind of like giving up energy. A woman that knows what she wants doesn't just go after it physically. She's also attracting it in by putting effort into herself, investing her money into experiences that will help her to manifest her dream life, showing up in a way that will allow her to be an energetic match for her dream life. Right? So you're not just going after it physically, pushing, hustling, blah, blah, blah. It's also energetics. It's all about intention. It's all about intention. Like when you're thinking about the pushing versus the attracting, where is the intention coming from? Is there scarcity around this thing? Is there fear around this thing? Are you acting from an empowered place or are you acting from a wounded place? So let's talk about not getting obsessed with what's feminine and what's masculine. Like, we need to remove these super obsessive boxes, because when you just continuously put labels on yourself and put you in a box, do you know what it does? It means that you feel like you can't juggle all of the things and have flexibility. I've been kind of using this word malleable a lot on my Instagram stories lately. And I keep sharing it because I've been noticing in the industry a little bit that people have not been malleable with like client situations or, you know, the way they're explaining something. Like, I can just get a sense when somebody is very rigid and like, this is what you have to do and it's going to work for everybody. Things have to be malleable. And I know that you want to work on getting into your feminine, ladies, but you also need to be okay when sometimes you need to be in your masculine. Like I was saying before, for a lot of women, after being burnt out, they then go super into their feminine. Like, if they're aware of this, they then go super into their feminine and they almost become afraid of being too masculine again. So they then lack discipline, they lack discernment, they lack boundaries because they're scared of going back to where they were. They're scared of being burnt out again, which is so fair enough. What we have to understand is that they didn't burn out just because they were too in their masculine, right? We can't just make a statement that's like so broad like that without for you getting really specific on, well, actually, why did I burn out? Because you could technically be like in your feminine and you could still burn out because you have a job that you fucking hate and that sucks the life out of your soul. That can cause you to burn out because burnout isn't just that you've physically been working too hard, not sleeping enough. Burnout can also be a result of there being a lack of life force energy. You do not have this sense of joy and excitement and motivation naturally from what it is that you're doing with your days. And so you feel exhausted and fatigued all the time because you are low on life force energy. So what's really imperative for all of us as women, especially because a lot of us have now become like afraid of being too masculine, we want to be like super feminine, is that it's not about you can't be super feminine, it's that you need to have a healthy relationship with both. You need to be able to feel like you can use your discernment to sometimes be in your feminine, sometimes be in your masculine, be in your feminine majority of the time, but pull in your masculine energy when it's necessary and not have this fear that if you are, you know, using a little bit of your masculine energy one day, you're just going to go back to where you were 5 years ago and all the hard work is going to be undone. Because if it was that easy to just undo all of the hard work, hate to break it to you, but you weren't embodied in it in the first place. I could have 3 days of being like super in my masculine for whatever reason, working a lot, being in my head, like I'm absolutely exhausted, but I'm not then in that for another 3 weeks. My place of neutrality, you know, like my baseline is feminine energy. So you come back to that. My baseline is alignment. My baseline is abundance. My baseline is joy and success and worthiness and love and all those good things. That is my baseline. So if I've had a rough day, I'm not worried about then spiraling because that's what my baseline isn't down here in the bottom of the hole. My baseline is actually up here, where there is the abundance, the joy, the etc. So you want to be able to flow between the masculine and feminine and trust that you have the emotional ability to know when you need to get out of analyzing your behavior as this is masculine, this is feminine, oh, I'm too in my masculine, oh, I should be in my feminine, and just live your fucking life, especially in business and your career. Whether you have a business or not, you cannot obsess about if you're working in your masculine. Instead, do you love your job? That is what is important. Do you love your job? Your intention is everything. If you are so afraid of your masculine energy, then guess what? You also won't show up online. You won't be as prepared for meetings. You'll hold yourself back in a sense because you're not embracing all of what's needed from moment to moment. And you need to sometimes embrace a bit of that masculine when it's needed and know that it won't make you masculine. Even when it comes to feminine and masculine, like people will kind of put up on Instagram or like wherever, like on Google, Pinterest, like a list of feminine qualities and a list of masculine qualities. And like, you guys have probably noticed this when I try and do it on my Instagram stories, because it's very like, it's very like savable. I try to give a full sentence, so it gives a little bit more context. Also, if you could now all of a sudden hear this construction outside, I love that once you sit down to record a podcast and you're midway through, somebody with a crane rocks up and starts digging out the fucking cement. So if you can hear that in the background, I apologize, but we're rolling with it because we're not going to stop just because of a crane that says Delta on it. So there we go. Okay. So what was I saying? Yeah, you cannot, like, what we need to understand is that the feminine and masculine isn't just like these lists of like, this is feminine and this is masculine. Because as you guys know, I'm obsessed with saying this, context is fucking everything. And I could be doing something that some people would classify as masculine, but for me, it's feminine, right? It also depends on my mood for the day, how I've set myself up. Like, there's too many factors that go into a task and how you feel in the task to then just say that these blanket statements are for everybody. This is masculine and this is feminine. And why I wanted to share this with you guys is because I'm very big on, with personal development, not pigeonholing yourself and just adding extra labels on things that prevent you from having a very real and normal human experience. And nothing is black and white enough that you can just say, this is feminine and this is masculine. Okay, so like anything, you want to just embody the feminine and masculine as this way of living. The same as in relationships, as in business and your career. If you are becoming obsessed with feminine and masculine, you're actually likely being in your head and overanalyzing and causing way more problems than you're solving for yourself. So do not become obsessive and overthink every tiny detail. Instead, think, how do I feel in this moment? That is a better indicator of, is what I'm doing in alignment? And I want to also remind people, because sometimes people, I feel like, especially, unfortunately, the younger population these days. So for younger people, I want to also remind you that everybody does shit they don't like doing. There are some days of my job where I'm like, I don't want to do this, right? Actually, not my coaching clients, but like admin shit. There are always things that I don't want to do. So do not think that every single task that you do is in alignment, because nobody wants to fucking unpack the dishwasher. Nobody wants to stand there and like steam their dress for 15 minutes, but we have to do it. And this is why I'm saying that we can get really obsessive with what's in alignment, what's in alignment, but we forget to realize that as functioning adults in a society, there are plenty of things that you are doing on a day-to-day basis that you need to keep doing, and you cannot just be like, oh, this isn't in alignment, I don't wanna do it. Now, of course, you know, when, not if, when you are making $1 million, or whatever amount of money that you want to personally make, because you don't have to make $1 million by any means in order to like be, you know, worthy or anything like that, then you could hire someone to cook your food or someone to steam all your clothing or someone to do your washing. So don't think that like you have to do that necessarily for the rest of your life. But what I'm just trying to remind us all of is that any obsession with anything doesn't lead to an outcome of peace. Because true inner peace, at least in my opinion, true inner peace is being able to have a human experience and be like, I'm happy. And that means that there are shit days. That means there are days when you're tired. That means there are days when you're technically, quote unquote, more in your masculine than in your feminine. But overall, you're like, I'm happy. And you're able to flow between different situations without overthinking and nitpicking yourself to like shift yourself into who you think you need to be in order to be a woman or feminine or this or that. We just want to embody the feminine and masculine and alignment and inner peace and joy and abundance and wealth consciousness and whatever. We just want to embody that as a way of living. And when you embody something, you stop fucking thinking about it. You are just living it in a way that feels right for you. And next week, I'm talking about the dark side of personal development and the personal development industry, which actually perfectly blends itself to the negative side of getting obsessed with concepts and then them having the reverse effect. And half the time, you're not even fully engaged with the teaching properly. If you're constantly micromanaging your partner to make him more quote unquote masculine because you think that if he does certain things, you'll be happy, I'm gonna do you a favor and I'm gonna tell you that that's not going to work. It's not gonna work. You are now in your head, you are trying to control yourself or somebody else for an outcome where you think, if I get this outcome, then I will be happier. But you actually don't know that. You actually don't know that if you get that outcome, then you'll be happier. So when it comes back, so coming back to feminine leadership, right? Feminine leadership is leading from your heart. Feminine leadership means that as a woman in your feminine, you are embracing those feminine qualities, but also your innate ability to lead. Okay? That doesn't mean that because you're leading sometimes you have to be in your hyper masculine or even be in the masculine at all, because a mother is leading and she's not necessarily in her masculine. Is she in more of that protective mother mode? Totally. But does that feel out of alignment with her body? Absolutely not. In fact, that is so innate and primal to her that it feels exactly correct. And so hopefully you guys are picking up what I'm putting down in even just that example of if you were trying to micromanage yourself with your masculine and feminine, you might very easily say, if you're a mom, I'm being too my masculine right now because I'm like, you know, trying to control the kids and make a plan for the day. Well, are you too in your masculine? Or is what you're doing, is it actually making you feel more relaxed? Is it actually feeling like exactly what you need in this moment? And is it making you feel happy? Now, you might say, no, this planning shit. This is what I'm doing today is not making me feel happy. Okay, cool. Then it's not making you feel happy. Guys, guess what? One of my favorite, most anticipated programs is about to happen and you do not want to miss it because I am only doing it once this year. So for all of the mothers, the businesswomen, the wives, the fiancés, girlfriends, daughters, sisters, friends, lovers, I'm so excited to bring you all into my Her program. We will be transforming ourselves, up-leveling, and really embodying what it means to be her. We'll be focusing on relationships, health, career, and wealth to learn how to embody your feminine and become the woman who can do it all without being burnt out. So all you have to do to join, to check out the details, is click the link in the show notes below. You'll be directed to the website page where you can read all about this incredible 4-month program that I am doing again for one time only this year, and I will see you inside. But what I've been noticing, you know, from working with a lot of clients over the years is that people will send me messages, or even like you guys in DMs will send me messages, and you were hyperfixating on what is feminine and what is masculine. And my invitation for you is to stop hyperfixating on it. Because through the hyperfixating, do you know what you're doing? You're actually disconnecting yourself from your body. You're actually now like conditionally loving yourself. You are trying to control. You're trying to control yourself. You're trying to control your emotions. You're trying to control your behavior, rather than actually responding to how you are feeling. So if you're wanting to embrace more feminine leadership, it's leading through your body. It's leading from your heart. It's leading from your intuition. This doesn't mean that you can't put your foot down. Feminine leadership and being a woman 100% is also about embracing your boundaries, your discernment, your discipline, all that, because how can a woman effectively lead without discernment, boundaries, direction, you know, all those important things that people would typically group together as masculine qualities? If you Google like masculine qualities, what will come up is in that list, direction, discernment, boundaries, leadership, those things will all come up. But if you are a business owner or a career woman or a mother or a sister or a wife or a homemaker or a team member, you also need boundaries, discernment, direction, and leadership. So can you see how when we then, if we're trying to work on getting in our feminine and we then make these 4 qualities that are really important in any job that we're doing, if we are making them masculine, now we're fucking shaming ourselves at the end of the day because you were too masculine all day. It's like, well, what are you going to do then? You're going to float around like an airy fairy and not get any work done and not have any direction? Like, oh, that's going to be really, really great for the company. No, not at all. So your intention with how you are going about having direction, having discernment, having integrity, you know, being in your leadership, it's the way that you are engaging in your body in all of those moments that will either be draining or life-giving. And the life-giving is the feminine and is more of that feminine leadership. And obviously you want to, as much as you can, avoid the stuff that is super draining, but we can't always avoid it because, like, we're living our lives as human beings and, like, nothing is ever fucking perfect. And, like, sometimes, you know, having those draining moments helps us to appreciate the parts of our job that, like, just give us so much life. But you going to work and having a job and executing day-to-day, ladies, doesn't make you masculine. It still keeps you being a woman. You can still be a feminine woman. But what else can you do in your day, in your evening, in your morning, etc., that really ensures that you're connected to yourself so that you also bring that feminine energy into the office, into the workplace, into your discernment, into your direction, your execution, your leadership, etc.? Like, even the fact that you can bring your intuition, which is a very feminine quality, women have stronger intuitions than men, like, as a generalization, even the fact that we can bring our womanly intuition into the workplace is such a superpower that men don't have, right? So who says that making that decision is masculine? In fact, who the fuck says that sitting in a meeting all day, making a bunch of decisions and having conversations and looking at data and looking at all that kind of stuff, who the fuck says that's has to be masculine? Because I know plenty of women that find, you know, looking at data and strategy fucking life-giving. And that life-giving energy fills their heart up. And so actually, their job is giving them energy. Their job is making them happy. Their job is making them feel connected and in alignment. Now that person actually has an easier time softening into their feminine when they come home. Of course, there is the generally speaking more feminine jobs and more masculine jobs. And like, even I hate doing the like fucking, I call them like the man things. I hate doing the man things in my business. I don't have to anymore, because my fiance now does them, or my team does them, which is awesome. So like, anything like that, I can just pass off to them. But I did them for a very, very long time. It's just that I'm now in a place where I get to choose what I want to do, what's in alignment, and I need to use my time that I have outside of my clients very strategically. So there's no point me doing something that's actually draining my energy rather than giving me energy. And so as you're growing your business, as you're growing your career, you also, if you can, make these choices of what's life-giving and what is draining my energy. But by no means can we all sit here and think that in every moment of every day, I'm just going to be floating around on a cloud, running around in like the wild flowers in the paddock with horses and just being in my feminine. Because for a lot of us and for a lot of you listening, we actually don't fucking want that. Like, I actually don't want that. And for a lot of us, that doesn't actually feel tangible and doable. And so you know what it does? It then makes us feel more shame around we're not as feminine as we quote unquote should be or could be or are meant to be or la la la. You've got to make up your own definition of what it means to be feminine. And the crux of that definition is joy and happiness and a filled up fucking heart. That is the crux of the definition. Right? Because I will never be that feminine woman that's just running around all day, you know, like in the paddock and whatnot. I mean, you guys know I love riding horses and I do want to sometimes just float around on a cloud and do butt fuck nothing. But I also have all these other sides of me and I love executing. I love getting things done. I love running a business. I love being a boss. I love public speaking. I love doing my client calls. I love doing my events. I love traveling. And all of those things require a lot of energy and they require a lot of technically masculine energy. So you got to think, well, how has she made it feminine? I've made it feminine through my intention, my joy, how I do everything, my connection to my body, and all these other pieces that of course I'm going to show you guys in her. I can give you so many different examples of how I support my body in being able to do all of this without going into my head, without it disrupting my relationship, without it disrupting my health. And most importantly, because I know I keep saying this, but I feel like I have a like responsibility to say this to you. Please do not think that you need to continue to label things like in this really over analytical and like, you're just like, you're overthinking it. It's overthinking and it's over analyzing. And the problem with all of that is it's shame inducing. because too many women, they go to work, they feel like I've been in my masculine all day, and they come home and they beat themselves up about being in their masculine all day, and they feel like they have no hope in being more in their feminine. They feel like there is no way, because of their job and because of their busy life, there's no way they can just be in their feminine. And that keeps a lot of us from connecting more deeply with ourselves, because we just believe it has to be like this and it has to be like this. Like, it has, like, the feminine has to be like this and the masculine is like this. So my invitation for you is to throw all that shit out, to remember that context is always, always, always important. You've got to make teachings and teachings and understandings. You've got to make all of these things malleable. And when you actually have embodied something, you are not in your head about it. You are not overanalyzing yourself. And you're actually living your life in this beautiful way where you literally aren't even thinking about feminine and masculine. I don't even think about feminine and masculine. Like, I only think about it when I'm doing work. And as I was thinking about this episode and what I wanted to say, I was like, why is that? And it came through, this like channeled message. It came through actually in Byron Bay as I was lying on my stomach writing some notes for this, and my ass got so fucking burnt within 10 minutes because I forgot how strong the sun is down here. Like, my ass is like prawn red. Anyway, so I channeled through this message of, wait, I gotta pull it up again. Hold on a second, because I said it to you guys before, but I wanna make sure I don't butcher it. Hold on. It was really good. Yeah, so basically I channeled through this message where it's like, embodying a teaching means that you stop thinking about it. If you are obsessively thinking about a concept, an understanding, or a teaching, like, let's say, feminine and masculine, or money mindset, or wealth consciousness, you obsessively thinking about it means that you aren't actually embodied in it. I don't mean then shame yourself. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is keep going, but try to stop obsessing about it a little bit and actually focus on embodying it and living it. Once you live it for long enough where you've integrated it into your life, you'll just be embodied in it where you won't have to think about it anymore. And that's when you then really get to feel like how I feel with feminine and masculine, where like it doesn't control your life. And when you're in the beginning of this journey, the trip up that a lot of us will make is that we get obsessed with a concept, that we start to let the concept control us rather than letting the concept lead us and teach us and invite us. The concept, the teaching becomes controlling rather than giving us what we want, which is freedom. So even when it comes to feminine and masculine, this is fucking good. Even when it comes to feminine and masculine teachings, what part of it are you letting be the key word because you're doing this, what part of you are you letting become controlling rather than freeing? And then just think about it. Like, how do you actually want to operate in regards to feminine masculine energies? How do you want your relationship to be like with the masculine? How do you want your relationship to be like with the feminine? And let me tell you, ladies, you need to have a good relationship, in fact, a great relationship with the masculine in order to have a great relationship with the feminine. The feminine needs the masculine. The feminine is non-existent and MIA without the masculine, because the masculine safety is what allows the feminine to feel safe, to be there, to thrive, to be in her creative energy. So if you have a history of burnout, adrenal fatigue, whatever, whatever, or any kind of like abuse from you know, male figures or masculine energy or whatever it is, if you have any of those things and you haven't healed them and you find it very hard to stay focused, to not procrastinate, to get shit done, to be direction focused, to have discernment, to like tick things off your list and be productive. If you find those more masculine qualities actually really hard and it's annoying you and it's actually starting to become a problem, it is probably because you have a bad relationship with the masculine. And so unconsciously, you do not want to engage with those parts of yourself for whatever reason, because let's say, for example, you're afraid of burning out again. So what you think is the answer is just be more feminine, but that's not the answer, because you continue to avoid the thing that you're afraid of, but you need the masculine energy in order to thrive. We can't only have feminine energy in order to thrive. We need yes, as women, we are predominantly feminine energy, but we also need part of that masculine energy in order to give our feminine the pleasure. If we think about it this way, if you are not getting your to-do list done, do you feel like you're in your feminine? Like, can you sit here and be like, yeah, Monica, when my to-do list is 5 pages long and my mental load is fucking massive and I have all these tabs open in my brain, but I am procrastinating the hell out of them, I feel so in flow and in my feminine. No. And if you're like, yeah, it's fine, I just like lay on the sofa and I'm chill, you're not in your feminine. That's called avoidant. That is called, you are disassociating. That is not in your feminine. You cannot actually be embodied in your healthy, like luscious, magnetic feminine energy without that masculine structure and container and foundation. So for any of you that are struggling with more of those masculine, you know, those quote unquote masculine qualities that we've been talking about, think about whether it's possibly due to your past and you haven't actually worked on the masculine. So many people will go straight into, I'm going to heal my feminine, but they forget that before you heal your feminine, you actually have to heal your masculine. So I do this with you guys in my immersion, in Queen Alchemy, blah, 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 like even in Be a Lover, Not a Mother. In order for you to get into your feminine and be in embodiment with your feminine. So you are literally just living as a feminine woman. You're not thinking about it. That's like the embodiment. When I say that, that's what I mean. You're just living it. In order for you to be that, you have to heal your relationship with the masculine first. And that is also imperative, of course, to the feminine leadership aspect. So for those of you that are a bit fucked in the masculine energy department, I would really, really recommend starting to look at your relationship with the masculine energy rather than obsessing with the feminine energy, because the feminine stuff ain't gonna stick if you don't have that masculine foundation. And of course, it's really nice when you can get that healthy masculine foundation also from a man, but you firstly need to be able to give that to yourself in order for you to even know how, what your feminine needs from the masculine, because then you can reiterate that and explain that also to your partner. But a lot of women, because we don't give it to ourselves, we don't even know what our feminine needs to thrive, and therefore we can't communicate very well what we need from our partner. And then it's just this constant like ping pong game of emotions and stress and resentment and all that fun stuff. So all this to say, I kind of bopped around this episode, but I hope that you guys followed me. All this to say, stop micro-analyzing yourself with feminine and masculine. You want to come into alignment with both your feminine and masculine energy. You want to live in harmony with it. You want to be able to flow in and out of it, depending on the situation, depending what's happening, depending the needs, depending how you're feeling. And you want to stop thinking about it. You just want to be able to do it, right? And know that your baseline as a woman is, of course, feminine energy. And that is that. But by having a little bit of a masculine day doesn't mean that you're going to emasculate your partner. By being a little bit more in your masculine or working a bit harder that day doesn't actually mean that you've like drained your body and like you're not going to get your period for 2 weeks. What we all need to remember is that we are all so unique that we cannot have a one-size-fits-all approach to anything. The only thing that works for a one-size-fits-all is a scarf. That is it. A physical scarf. The rest of it, and maybe like earrings, the rest of it needs to all be unique to the person, because there are too many factors that go into somatic healing, mindset work, and something as, you know, as broad as feminine and masculine energy in a given moment. All right, I'm going to leave you guys there. I hope that you loved this very like channeled episode, but I really had to come on and talk about it because I was like, okay, we are all overthinking this, and the fucking Instagram reels are not helping. Of just like, this is feminine, this is masculine, and like that's all there is to it. And now we're all feeling shame about ourselves for not being feminine enough, or being too masculine, or like not being this enough, not being that enough. Are you happy? That is what matters. Are you happy? Are you happy? Are you in alignment? Do you feel joy in your body or not? That is what matters. Okay? Probably a little bit contradictory to some of the things that I also say, because people will be like, but aren't you all about feminine and masculine? I am all about feminine and masculine, but I'm not about this black and white feminine and masculine, because there is nothing black and white in the world. Everything is gray. Well, I'm sure there are some black and white things, like, you know, don't stab your neighbor for no reason, but most things are gray. All right, I'm gonna love you and leave you on that note of stabbing people. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.